Today's daf is Yevamos Mem Zayin. We're going to pick it up, continuing with the sugyas of Geirus, with Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ger Tzarech Shlosha. In order for there to be a valid conversion, you have to have a Beis Din. Now we know that the different levels of Batei Dinim presided over different matters. The highest was obviously the Sanhedrin HaGedola, which was 71 Dayanim. Then there was a Beis Din of 23 that each Shevet had. In addition to the 71, the one central one located in the Lishkas HaGozis, those, both the 71 and the 23 were qualified to paskin Dine Nefashos, and Kavchomer, if you could kill somebody, you could also do Dine Momonos. A Bezin of 3 is required for Dine Momonos, and it's also required for here for a conversion. So that's what it says. It says, Ger Tzarech Shlosha, because Mishpat Ksiv Be, because written Mishpat, in terms of the actual dinim, the pasuk this is based upon is in Shlach. Torah achas u'mishpat echad yiyeh lochem vilager hagar itechem. So you learn it out that you need both for the gerus and for like dinim, you have to have a beis din of 3. So now we get into the sugya. Tan rabbonin, misha bo va'omer. A person comes, we don't know who this person is, their background story, and they come and tell us, they say, he says, ger oni, I'm a convert. Yochan nekablenu, so the hava mina was that you would accept him. So tam alomer, to teach me not like that, it says, itecho, with you. With you, what does that mean? The muchzak locha is someone who has a chazaka that you already know already that they are a ger. Bov edav imo minayin. How do we know that if he came and he brought witnesses, he brought edim that he did a gerus? How do we know that we would accept him? So tam loimer v'chi yogar itcha ger ba'artzechem. It's from the beginning of the pasuk which says when you have a ger who's going to be living with you in your land. Now on the top of Mem Zayin. Ainli el baretz. I only know that this would apply in Eretz Yisrael. B'chutz l'aretz minayin. How do I know that also we would accept him with this claim in chutz l'aretz? So Tosfos learns that the Gemara at least has the havmi that maybe gears would only work in Eretz Yisrael. But Tosfos Rosh speaks out a little bit because in Eretz Yisrael we're going to see that you get a lot of benefits from being there, right? So therefore, back in the day, or even nowadays, I guess it's less likely that a gear would go back to his previous lifestyle if he lives in Eretz Yisrael than if he's living elsewhere. But for the concern that would be for a gear outside of Chutz La'aretz, you know, there is a possibility, so therefore we would keep that in mind. But again, back in the Gemara, it says, Ainli el be'aretz v'zchoretz minayin tamad lomer itecha, with you, b'kol mokom she'itecha, wherever you are, you accept him. Seim kein, if that's so, ma tamad lomer be'aretz, so why did the pasuk say, in the land? So it's like this, be'aretz tzarech lahavi raya. If it's coming in Eretz Israel, he needs to bring a raya that he is a ger. But chutz la'aretz, but outside the land of Israel, ain't tzarech l'havi raya. He does not need to bring any rayas that he's a ger. We just accept him based upon his claim. That is divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Chachamim omrim, no. Bein baretz, bein l'chutz la'aretz. Whether you're in Tel Aviv, whether you're in New Jersey, l'havdil. Tzarech l'havi raya. You have to bring a proof that you are. It's your conversion. Bahu the aid of Emo. Okay, so the Bryce was saying, in case where he comes and he brings witnesses with him, so then Kralamali, what do I need a pasuk to tell me for? Right? I have Adam here. That's good enough. So what's the pasuk coming to tell me? So Amr of Shesh is the Amri Shamanush Nizgayir Bebezin Shalploni. No. What are the Adam actually coming and saying? We've heard that this guy converted in a Bezin. We didn't witness the conversion, but we have what our Adis is not on his Maisa Geiris. Our Adis is on what people are talking about. That's why. Okay, so then you need them. Kasalta Salk Daita Chamina, you would have me to say as follows. Lo lehem. Nayu, they should not be believed. They don't have ne'emanos on this, and that's not good enough, and therefore this guy is not going to be accepted. Sakamash Balan, no, the Chiddush is we do rely upon them. They're not telling us that they saw the conversion, they're telling us that we heard people talking about him, that people said that he converted in such and such a basin in Chutz La'aretz, then that would be fine. So Ba'aretz, in the land, Eini El Ba'aretz, all I have is accepting a ger in Eretz Yisrael, b'chutz la'aretz minayin. How do you know that you can even accept gerim in chutz la'aretz? Setzam alayim itcha, with you, b'chol makom she'itcha, wherever you are, wherever you find yourself, you should accept him. Ha, Pikte. One second. You already darshened that from the first part of the Bryce to teach him that we don't accept one person when he says that he's a ger. So he says, Chadam itcha fa chadam me imach. No, two different words. One is itcha, right, with you, and imach, well, it also means with you, but it's two different psukim over there, right? That's why you're able to learn them out from the separate. What is that pasuk that we're darshan? Let me just quickly get the chumash. Here it is. It's in Parshas Behar. So the pasuk says, "V'chi yomuch achicha umoch umato yado imoch." That's it. "V'chazino go bo ger v'toshav v'chai imoch." So with you, that's the pasuk in Behar right before Shishi. Okay. So now the Gemara says, "V'chachamim omrim bein ba'aretz bein l'chutz la'aretz tzarich l'havi raya." You have to go in. The chiluk was whether you needed it only in Eretz Yisrael or not in Eretz Yisrael. The Chacham say, no, you always need to have a raya. Say, Ela haksi ba'aretz, then the pasuk says ba'aretz. So why are the Rabbanim calling to say they're not holding there's any chilukim between the din if you're in Eretz Yisrael and the din if you're in Chutz La'aretz? So one says, no, they're going to learn ba'aretz for something else. Hahumi ba'yile da'afilu ba'aretz mekablim gerim. No, the chiddush is that even in Eretz Yisrael, you would still accept gerim. Why would I think I should not accept gerim in Eretz Yisrael? Because the salkadai techamina mishum tivusu da Eretz Yisrael kamigairi. They're doing this because of all the goodness in Eretz Yisrael, right? They're not doing this lishma. They want benefits. This is a real maisa, when many people coming from the former Soviet Union, and it was unclear who's really Jewish. They had to do a tremendous amount of research. There's so many benefits to being in Eretz Yisrael. Now the Gemara says, in this case, Hashtanami deleke tivuso. So in this case, they're going to, they're also good. Ikaleke, shichicho, peyo, maisa oni. There's a lot of good things that you only get if you're in Eretz Yisrael, right? The agricultural gifts that they're going to get, the part of the shichicho, the things that's forgotten, the edge of the sea, all the gifts for the aniyim, right? So you see, and maybe that's why they're really converting, because they get all these things. So the Gemara says, no, Kamash Malan, the Chiddush is that we would still accept them Ba'aretz. Even though we might be concerned that really that's what's motivating them, we do accept them. Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, the din is like this. Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz, Tzarech L'Havi Raya. You have to bring proof for your status, whether you are in Eretz Yisrael or whether you are in Chutz La'aretz. The Rambam in Yisra Bia, Perik Yud Gimel Halacha Zayin says Ger Kotin Madbilin Oiso Aldas Beizdin Shizrusilo. It's a merit to do this for a person. Muberes Nizgaira V'Tavlo Ein Benot Tzarach Tivil. The child doesn't need Tivila. Tavlo Beino Levein Atzmo V'Nizgaira Beino Levein Atzmo Afilu B'Fnei Shnayim Eino Ger. If they have the two people, there's not a Ger. Bava Omer. This is the case. Nizgairti B'Beizdino Shalploni. I came and converted in such and such a Beis Din, v'hit biluni, and then I told over there, ain't an eman levo b'kahal ad shiyavi edim. That's the whole point. You have to have the witnesses here in order to make good. So this is talking about a case where we knew the person was previously not Jewish. Okay, continues now in the Gemara. Where are we holding? Pshita, right. Gemara says it's obvious. Yochid Rabim Halacha Kirabim, right? Since you had a machlokas, certainly going to go like the majority opinion. So no matter the tame word, I think Nistaber time of the Rebbe Yehuda. The reason is very logical of Rebbe Yehuda. Why? The Kamisaye Le Kroy has a pasuk that supports him. Ba'aretz, in your lands. So Kamash Malan, that's Rebbe Yochanan has to come as no. The Halacha does not follow the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda, who may, again, he held it was a distinction between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. We follow the opinion of Chacham, and you need a raya both in all locations, we should say. Tan Rabbonin. Ushafatetem tzedek bein ish uvein ochi uvein gero. The pasuk says by Moshe Rabbeinu in the beginning of a Chumash Devarim, you should judge with tzedek between a man and his brother and the ger who's with him. Mikan Omer Rabbi Yehuda ger shenizgayer bebeizdin hareze ger bein olavein atzmo eno ger. So the deal is like this: a potential ger who comes and says in front of Beizdin we're going to accept him, but if he does it privately, then eno ger, he's not a valid convert to Judaism. Story to corroborate this: someone came for Rabbi Yehuda. Omaloni said, "Niskayarti beini levenatsmi. I I was myself. I converted myself. Amalo, Rabbi Yehuda, Yeshlecha, Aidim. Do you have any witnesses to support them? So, you know, already the Rishonim discussed, how could you ask if you have any witnesses if you're saying you converted privately? Right? So Tosfos says, well, no, you see from here that really this is Ma'akev. Right, and this is puzzle even b'di'evit, right, and even if you only had two people, two witnesses, then that's also considered being privately, right? Okay, so that's what he's pointing out over here. Really, he's asking, did you have even two witnesses to it? Because he just said that privately. He says, we have edim, means did you have a beis din, right? So Amar Yehuda, yeshlecha edim, Amar Leih, lav, no. Yeshlecha bonim, do you have any children? Amar Leih, hein, he says, yes, I do have kids. So now what do you do? He's really talking about himself and all his kids now. So Amar Leih, netman ata lipsol es atzmecha. You are believed in order to puzzle yourself. You can't marry a woman. The iata netman lipsol es banecha. But you are not allowed, you are not believed, we'll say, to puzzle your kids. So why is that we don't, believe him? That is interesting. It's like it's Shabbat Nashi Achiti the Surah. You said this is also on yourself, so therefore we believe you. There's a lot of lumdus over here as to why that is, but basically that's what he's saying, that he establishes it himself that he's not believed. So then we're asked, me Amar Rabbi Yehuda Abonim Lo Meheman? Is that really true? We ask a kash now. Rabbi Yehuda really says that he's not believed, this guy, to talk about his children. We'll find a case in halacha where a person is believed to give testimony on their kids, right? The Hatani, we learned the Raisa, Yakir. You should recognize your b'chor. Yakirenu lachirim. You should make him noticeable. You should identify him to others that this is my b'chor. So mikan Rabbi Yehuda, from here, the same Rabbi Yehuda says, Ne'amon Adam Lomer, person's believed when he says, Ze b'ni b'chori, this is my b'chor, this is my son. Ukashem Shne'amon Lomer, Ze b'ni b'chori, just like he's believed. When the person says, regarding the identity of this individual, this is my son, my b'chor, Kach Ne'amon Lomer, so too, he's also believed to say, B'ni Ze ben grushahu. This child of mine is a son of a grusha, of a divorced woman. Oh, ben chalutzahu, or there's a child, a woman who had a chalitz with her, and therefore, maybe this kid's a chalal. That's what he's saying. And the chachamim say he's not believed to say that this kid is a chalal, is a ben grusha, ben chalutza. But, one second, let's just, within Rabbi Yehuda, right, we just said that here he is believed, right? So then why in the case of the ger, this potential ger, when sure his status is, we said that you are not believed, right? He said, you're not believed on them. So what's the answer? Is he believed? Is he not believed? So then more explains, Amar of Nachman bar Yitzhak Hachi ka Amar Leih. This is what Rabbi Yehuda was saying. Lidvarecha, according to your words, according to your statement, goy ata. You are a goy. Vein edus legoy. And a goy cannot give a testimony. He's disqualified. So it comes out, since you're disqualified, you can't give edus about the status of your kids and make them apostle. That's what he's saying. Ain edus goy means on your kids. Okay. Ravina Amer, Hachi Kamalei, is that what he said to me? No, that's not it. Yeshlecha Bonim, he said, do you have any kids? Hain, yes. Yeshlecha Bnei Vonim, do you have any grandkids? Kids, grandchildren? Hain, yes. So Amar says, Ne'man Atalusol Benechem. No, you are believed on your kids. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yehuda says, you are believed on your kids. Ve'i Atal Ne'man Lifsol Bnei Venechem. But you're not going to be believed on your grandchildren. Meaning, this is now working within our mahalach over here, that a parent does have ne'emanus, he's credible when he talks about his kids. But that's as far as it goes, on him and his kids, but he's not believed about his grandchildren. So now to bring a raya for Ravina, Tanya Nami Hochi, we have like this. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, ne'eman adon loimer al b'no katan. A person's believed when he says about his child who's a minor, that he's posel. Ve'ein ne'eman al b'no gadol, but he's not believed, he says about his son who's above bar mitzvah that he's possible. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo katan katan mamish. When we're talking about a katan over here, it doesn't mean really, really a katan. Velo gadol gadol mamish doesn't mean really a person who is, you know, bar mitzvah boy as the, you know, simonym of an adult. El katan v'yesh lo bonim ze gadol. If he's a katan, right, he's a minor who has kids, that's a gadol. Gadol ain't lo bonim, and the gadol who doesn't have any kids, ze katan. That's what's referring to as a katan. So it's not a din in age, it's a din in, does this individual themselves have children? If they do have children, gadol, regardless of age. If they don't have any children, katan, regardless of their age. The hilchus akvasi the Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak, and the halacha follows the opinion of Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak. Avatan yikvasi the Ravina, but we have a different brisa that says no. The halacha follows the opinion of Ravina. We have the brisa that supported him, right? So why doesn't the halacha follow Ravina? So who the inyan yakir itmar? No, that case, that brisa we're talking about was of yakir. That was about identifying who the bechor is. In that case, yes. In that case, where the father says this son is the one who's my bechor, we believe him. But if he's going to say that this my kid is a goy, then we don't give him the ne'emanus to say the same thing about his child. Continues now the Gemara. Ton Rabbanan. Ger shebol lehizgayir bizman hazeh. So nowadays, you know, Tavshin Pei Beis, yeah, someone wants to come and convert. Omen lo, we say to him. We ask him a question. Mari isa shebosel lehizgayir. What did you see that's motivating you to want to come and to convert and be part of the Jewish people? Iyata yodea, don't you understand? Don't you know? She Yisrael bizman hazeh, devuyim, the Jewish people right now were anguished, dechufim, were suppressed, suchufim, were despised. Dorofim, we're harassed. V'yisurim b'amaleihem, we have a lot of hardships. They come all the time. V'im omer, and if this potential convert would say, Yodeani, right? I know all that. I know the Jewish people are despised, and anti-Semitism and terrorist horrible things are happening. Yodeani, I know all that. V'eini kedai, and I'm not worthy of joining such a noble, exalted, special people like this. Then mekabli noso miyad. Meaning something like that. According to the Gemara says, it's not really miyad, but the Gemara says we take them immediately to begin the process of converting. Okay, and then what do the Dayanim do? Modian oso miktas mitzvos kalos. We tell them some of the lenient, easier mitzvos, umiktas mitzvos chamuros. We tell them some of the more strict, more difficult mitzvos. Modian oso avon leket shichu peo maiser oni. We tell them about the sin, if you don't give over the leket, are the parts that drop, the shichach, the parts you forgot, the pay of the edges, the ma'isaron, the gifts to the poor. Medin also onshin shel mitzvos. We talk about the punishment for the mitzvos. Omlo hadei yodeya she'ad shelo bosa l'mida zu. Before you came to this mida, this status, achal techelif, you would eat chelif, these forbidden types of fats. Yeta onush karis, there's no iser karis for eating that. Chilat Shabbos, if you drove in your car on Shabbos, yeta onush skila, you don't get killed for that. You don't get stoned for that. They don't apply. Fakert. Koish Shabbos is chayv misa. You weren't allowed to keep Shabbos. You know, you could eat whatever you want. But you could have the chelif, you could have the pepperoni, you could have the pork chops, you could have cheeseburgers. The achshav, and now chal techelif, if you would eat chelif, that's a iser karis. On shkaris, chilal to Shabbos. If you break Shabbos, defame Shabbos, then what's it called? If you profane the Shabbos, on skila, you get killed, you get stoned. Chashem shmonin also onshin shel mitzvos, and just like we tell him the punishment for the mitzvos, kach modin oisa matan scharn. We also tell him about the reward that's going to be fulfilling them. Armum lo, we say, havi yedeya shaolam haba ena osi el letzadikim. There is a world to come that is for the tzadikim. The Yisrael b'zman hazeh enim yichon kabil, and the Jewish people at this time are not really nochem damon beis lo rov tova v'lo rov pronos. We're not able to get the full good or all the punishments, right? Because the ikar schar v'onish is in olam haba. Ain marben alav ve'ain medaktikin alav, and that's like. Enough. We don't, you know, tell him every single thing. We don't explain to him, you know, by the way, you're not allowed to use a slotted spoon on Shabbos because of that's a shiloh of borer, right? And we don't tell him every single thing. We give him the main ideas, and then you figure, you know, as they're going to grow and learn and get more involved, then they'll have more of an appreciation for what they're getting themselves into. Kibel, if he is accepting upon himself what they say him, malan oso miyad, you give him a bris immediately. Nishtairu bo titzin ha ma'akvin es hamila. If there's some of the parts of the skin that is ma'akivit, chayzinu malin oso shnia. Then you cut those skin off the second time. And then nisrape, once he is healed from the bris, matbilin oso miyad. You give him the bris mila immediately. Ushnei talmidei chacham ondim al gabav. And there's two talmidei chacham who are standing over him at this time. Modin oso miktas mitzos kalos, mitzos mitzos chamurus. We tell him some of the more lighter mitzos, some of the more serious mitzvos. Tovav o'ola, once he Tovel's in the mikveh now at this point after his bismil and he's accepted upon himself the all mitzvos. He comes out. Harehu ki Yisrael lechol devarav. He's a yid in every sense of the term. Isha, so what do you do if it's a woman? So now we have a little shayla because we can't have the men standing over while she's in the mikveh. So nashim moshivos osach b'mayim ad tzavara. Women come and bring her in the mikveh up to her neck. Right, they muddy up the water so you can't see anything. They're standing outside, not to shayla of any sneeze issues over here. Modin osah mitzvos mitzvos kalas mitzvos mitzvos chamuros, and they tell her some of the easier mitzvos, some of the more difficult mitzvos. Echad ger veechad eved mishuchmer. Whether both a ger or a person who is a eved who's becoming freed, right? Then that's what changes their status. We saw in the previous daven. Umalkam shenida tovelas. It has to be in the place that a nida would go. Meaning you have to have memsaw. Of it has to be a kosher mikvah. In that place with a woman in a tovelas, a needed tovelas, sham gerav eb mishukar tovelim, with the same type of standards that we need for a mikvah for them. V'chol dabar shechoytzitz b'tevila, and anything that would be a separation and make it no good, choytzitz b'gerav eb mishukar uvenida. So some too, these things will also apply for a person who's becoming a ger, an eved who's becoming free, or for a needed. These are the same status apply. You notice that a man is not on here. So they point out by a man, we're more lenient on these types of things. For a man who's toveling if he's a balkari, so we don't have this requirement of chatzitza per se. You should try your best to get off any chatzitzos. But they point out for the fact that like when a man's standing, let's say a shower, I don't know, let's say like a 5-minute shower perhaps is a tisha kav and bizman hazeh. So a guy's standing in the shower, so his feet are on the floor. So from the feet on the floor, that floor is a chatzitza, right? It's not like, like in the mikveh where you lift your feet off the floor. So therefore, you see from that a man's tzvila is on a lower, has lower standards than the chatzitza for these three cases of the woman, obviously for Nida, for the ger, or for the Evid. Okay, continuing now. Omer Mar, ger shabal hisgayer, omrim lo, ma reisa shabal hisgayer. What did you see that would like you make you convert? Modin oso mitzas mitzvas kalos, mitzvas mitzvas chaburos, my taima. What's the reason why we say this? To eat parish, because if he's going to literally separate or withdraw from this whole process of becoming a ger, nifrosh, okay, let him do it now before he gets too involved. To Amar Rabbi Chelbo, kashim gerim li Yisrael kesapachas, because gerim are so difficult, like a sapachas, it's like an ailment, a scab on the skin. Because the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, v'nilva hager aleihem and this pechu al beis Yaakov, that the converts are attaching themselves, they're going to cleave like v'nis pechu means like a scab, right? So when a ger comes and converts, so it becomes like a scab. So really, it's a sugya in Kiddush and Daf Ayin. A lot of different interpretations. What does that mean? Sometimes I think the Rambam says like this. Maybe Tosfos also that gerim frequently will revert back to their previous lifestyle, right? And when they do so that could be a corrupting influence. Just like you had the Erev Rav on that. There's the Avram Hager that Tosfos quotes over there in what's it called in Kedushin. Says no, you know why Kashi Kesapachas? Because we're so firm. We make the Jews look bad. We're so medaktik in mitzvahs. We take everything so seriously. So that look at these guys. They're doing it. They're doing so amazing. And then you're not doing as well. So that's why it's like the total opposite extreme. Not going to be a bad influence. It's going to be so firm. It's going to be like cast aspersions, and it's going to reflect negatively on those who are not living up to this high moral, wonderful, from lifestyle that the gerim are doing. Okay, continues now. Modin oso avon leket shechapeo meiser oni. My time. Why do we tell them about these things? So Amr Chia bar Abba Amr Rabbi Yochanan ben Noach neharag al pachus misheva pruta. A very serious level that even for stealing less than a sheva pruta on because they're makpid on such a small amount. So therefore they're chayv misa for that. Lo nita an lehishavon. It's not gonna. There's no hashavas aved over here, right? So, and since they're not willing to give in on such a small amount, shava pruta. So then, this person who's coming to convert has to understand that if you want to become Jewish, you're going to have to learn to part. We give tzedakah, Baruch Hashem. We give a lot of tzedakah. So this is who we are. That we help us. We don't hoard our property to ourselves. We share with that of others. Abinoso of a shichapeya, ein marbin alav, ein medaktiki in alav. Again, not everything. We don't go all the details. Amr belazer, my craw. What's the pasuk? Where do we see this from? So we darshan the psukim from Megillus Rus. Dichsiv, v'teireki mis ametzes hi leleches ita v'techda ledaber aleha. She saw that she was, this is Naomi, saw that Ruth was very steadfast and she wanted to go with her, so she stopped speaking about her. This is talking about when Naomi is coming back to Eretz Yisrael and Ruth insists upon coming with her. So everyone understands what Ruth is saying is, I want to convert. So Naomi's trying to, you know, talk her out of this, but Ruth is, she's adamant. She's akshan. She keeps, over. And so now the Gemara is going to make drushas, to show how really at first we should not welcome, you know, potential gerim. After a while, we see they're sincere, then perhaps, okay, but right away we don't do that. Samar now goes through and darshans exactly back and forth what was this whole conversation that was taking place between Rus and Naomi. Omru lo. So this is Naomi saying to Rus, Asirlan Tchum Shabbos. We have a din of Tchum Shabbos. You're not allowed to walk past the boundaries. So what did Rus say about this? Bashet Telchi Eilech. Where you go, I'm going to go. I'm not going any further. I'm gonna keep Tchum Shabbos. Okay. Asulan Yichud. We have a prohibition of men and women being alone together. So Rus says, Basher Talini Alin. Where you sleep, I'm sleeping. I'm gonna do the same thing. You're gonna be, you know, not with other men. I'm not gonna be with other men. Mipak dinan sheish meos v'shosh esri mitzvos. We have 613. So it's not only a Gemara in the end of Makos, you have a Gemara over here in Yevamos Mem Zayin, 613. So amech ami, your people are my people. Asilan avodah zara, we don't worship idols. Velok, kayich elokai, your God is my God. Arba misos nimsur lebezdin, we have four different ways of getting killed by a bezdin, for people who don't keep the mitzvos. Basher tamusi amus, where you die, I'm gonna die. There's different levels of them. This is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. I think I'm Vav, if I remember correctly. Over there talks about the different levels of you know, depending on what crime, what type of death penalty a person got. You know, you have the big Rishon buried in one area and the lesser Rishon buried in a different area of the cemetery. You have different levels. Shnei Kavarim Nimsru Lebezdin. Misham Ekaver. I'm going to be buried there. So now she sees that you know, whatever she's telling Rus to dissuade her, and that's like the paradigm that we dissuade potential gerim. So miyad, immediately after she sees that Rus is serious, v'teri kimis ametzes hi. That's what it means. She saw she was very serious about it, steadfast, and she stopped talking to her. That's not going to try to persuade her to go away. Sekibil. If the person accepts upon themselves malano somiyad, then in that case we give them the bris immediately. My time, what's the reason why we do it immediately? Shehui mitzvah lo mashhinan, because we don't delay the performance of a mitzvah. Not for now, but Rav Osher Weiss has a very beautiful piece where he goes through and explains that this is not exactly the same concept as zriza makdim lemitzvos. We have different phrases that have different applications, but the case that we're going to go over here is to why we give the bris immediately is kashuhi mitzvah, that we don't want to delay this. Okay, then continues the bris, and ishtayru bo tzitzin ha-ma'akvin b'mila. There were certain parts of the skin that are ma'akiv. It's not considered to be gemalt until they take these off. Kitesan, as we learned in a Mishnah. Elehin tzitzis ha-ma'akvin, these are the parts of the skin that are ma'akiv, the hamila. Bosa choifez rov ha-tar, if you have a part of flesh that covers the crown, the top of the aver. Ve'ena oicha b'truma. In this case, he's not allowed to eat truma. Omer of Yirmiya Bar Abba Omer Rav Bosa Choyfe Roiv Gavoa Shel Atar. It's talking about the bosa that covers over the larger part of the atar, of the crown of the aver. Nesrape Matbilan Osomiyad. Once he's healed from his bris mila, then we tovel him immediately. So Gemara makes a diak. Nesrape in lo nesrape lo. If he was healed, then we do it. But if he has not yet healed, then we don't tovel him. My time, why don't we tovel him? Mishum demaya marzu make, because the water is going to agitate the wound. You can't just do it right away. You have to wait. I think in a previous year we spoke out the mice that happened with the I think it was the Binyan Sion, if I remember, that there was a person in Eretz Yisrael who was converting and he had the bris before Shabbos, but he wasn't healthy enough to go to the mikveh. So the whole shaila was, what should he do? Should he convert? Should he be keep Shabbos? Or should he be mechal Shabbos? So they sent one of the dayanim acting on his own sent a letter. He has to be mechal Shabbos. He has to write his name down in his native language. And it says, like, with tears in his eyes, he did this. And afterwards, the dayanim were not so pleased with him because maybe that probably was not the correct psak as to whether or not he maybe has really just set for yid. Now he just told a yid to be mechal Shabbos. Okay. Fine. Where's the Gemara up to? Ushnei Talmidei Chachamim Omdim Al Gabav. You have two Talmidei Chachamim standing over him at the time that he goes to the mikvah and he tovels. Two, Vaha Omer Rabbi Chia, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Gertzarech Shlosha. You have to have three. That's where we start off today's shir. Mishpat, you have to have three. That's a Beis Din. Vaha Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Latana, he said, Tanei Shlosha. Rabbi Yochanan said over to the Tana, the one who was saying over this Mishnah, don't tell it, don't teach it that there's two. You should teach it as there are three. Tova Olav Harehu Ki Yisrael L'chol Devarav. Once he has Tovel, he's now a Yid in the full sense of the term. The Ma'ilchus, what's the, you know, Halacha, in what senses have Halachic significance? He's now Jewish. To E. Hadarbe, that ouch, if he goes back and starts acting like a Goy, Umakadish Bas Yisrael, and he marries a woman, he's Jewish, he marries a Jewish woman, Yisrael Mumura Krinabe, he's called a Mumura, an apostate. V'kidusha of Kedushin, and his Kedushin is chal. It's a real Kedushin. She's married Nebuch. She's married to a Mumar. Then the Gemara says, Echad Ger ve'echad Evej Meshuchar. This din applies both to a Ger and a Evej Meshuchar, a slave who's becoming free. Kesalta Daitach L'kabel Olav Ol Mitzvos. You would think that maybe the Brisa means that they both have to be mekabel upon themselves the mitzvos. Remain who will ask you a kasha. But medvar, when do we say this applies beger? That's only if it's a convert. Aval be'eved meshuchar, when we're talking about an eved, right? Ain't zerich lekabel, he doesn't have to accept upon himself, you know, all Torah and all mitzvos. He's doing this just to be free, right? So the tevila is all you require from him. You don't have to have both requirements. So what does it mean, an echad ger ve'echad eved meshuchar? So Amr Rav Sheish is Lokasha. No, it's not Shver. Ha Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Ha Rabbonin. The Brisa that says that he does not have to accept upon himself the Ol Mitzvos, that's the Shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. And the Brisa that says that he has to accept upon them, that is like the Rabbonin, like the Tanakama in the following Brisa. Titania. Uvochsa es Aviha ve'es Ima. This is now the Parsha of the Ishis Yefas Tor. The Torah has a very interesting Parsha, and I once heard from Y.Y. Jacobson was discussing this Indian. He was giving a shir in the Derech Mitzvah Sech from the Tzemach Tzedek about the Mitzorah. One of the things that the Mitzorah has to do is to shave their head. He was talking there and elaborating, as the Tzemach Tzedek does, the concept of hair and where you find this by the Nazir and by a woman. And he's talking here about the Eishes Yifas Torah, how there's that powerful attraction. So he spent a lot of time in the shir elaborating, explaining, clarifying, like how the Torah goes and gives a concession in this time of war to this Eishes Yifas Torah. I would tell you, Ayin Sham Batim Sanachas. It's a very good explanation of it. First glance, it would be a very difficult parsha to wrap your head around this idea that a woman could be taken captive and married. So here we go. The pasuk says about this Eishes Yifas Tor that Uvochse es Aviv es Ima. She cries for her father and for her mother. So Bamed Devar Mamurim Shalo Kibla Allah. When does she do these things? That's when she has not accepted upon herself Torah mitzvos. Ava kibla leha, but if she did willingly accept upon herself Torah mitzvos, matbila, she goes to the mikvah for the l'shem geirus, umuter ba miyad, and then he's allowed to marry her immediately without having to go through the whole process of you know, as the parsha talks about over there. The Rambam brings this down in Hilchos Malachim in Perek Ches Halacha Hey Ketzad Din Yisrael Biyafas Tor. What's the din by this? Ach Reish Yivalena Biyarishona Vehi Begeyuso Im Kibla Aleh Vehi Kanes Tachas Kanfei Shchina Matbil Nashem Geirus Miyad. So after he has relations with her one time, that's actually a Machlokis, okay, Rashi Tosis, and then she wants to become Jewish, she goes to the mikveh immediately. If she doesn't want to become Jewish, then she stays in his house for 30 days. She's crying for like abandoning her faith, and he shouldn't hold her back from crying. Umigadelas es tivarnei, she lets her hair grow long, or not hair, her nails grow long. Magalas es rosha, kidei she tizgane be'enav, she shaves her head, and she's going to look unattractive. In those days, the non-Jews used to dress up their daughters to look very attractive as part of their military tactics to get the Jewish people to fall off them. V'tihye imo v'bayis, right? And she's there in the house. Nichnas ro'osa, when he goes in, he sees her. Yotze ro'osa, when he goes out, he sees her, right? And the whole point is, k'deishi yakutzbal, he's going to become disgusted with her. Galgel ima k'deishi tekabel, he's patient with her in order that she should accept Yiddishkeit. Im kibla rotzabo, if she accepts it and he wants to marry her, then in that case, harezu misgayeres v'tadas k'vichol gerim. Then she converts like any other ger in the mikvah for that purpose. Again, a fascinating, it's kedai to really figure out what the dinim are and then the hashkafa behind this. But beyond the scope of the Daf Yomi shir. Just to finish up, Rabbi says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Afapi Shlo Kibla Leha Koife. Even if she didn't do it, he could force her. Umat Bila L'Shem Shifchus. She goes to the mikvah for the sake of becoming a shifcha, a slave. The Choyzer Umat Bila L'Shem Shichur. And then he can toll her again for the sake of freeing her. Umi Shachra. And he frees her. So now she is Jewish, right? So according to Shimon ben Elazar, he holds when he tells her that it's effective, even if they don't accept upon themselves the Ol Mitzvos. That was the whole context over here. And then Mutter Bo Miyad, and then he's allowed to marry her without going through all the process that's described in the Torah. So the fact that one don't give this as an option, that's because they hold that even if she were to be a shifcha, and then toveled again for the sake of being freed, she would only become Jewish if she accepted upon herself the mitzvahs. So Rav Sheshes is saying that the Rabbanan over here, they say the same thing over here by regular Evid. If he was toveled for the sake of L'shem Shichrus to be freed, he's only going to become Jewish if he also accepted upon himself Torah and mitzvahs. Okay, we'll stop here for today. The next year we'll pick it up with Daf Memches.